Remember that piece we did a couple years ago from Sichel Bunim Pshis? That if a goy comes up to you and whatever he says to you and you respond, you extend the galus. I feel like it's a little kedai now.
It's kedai now?
It's a little kedai.
To revisit that shtick. Were you there for that?
I don't
no,
know.
But I would have made me react differently. It would have made me react differently yesterday to something.
Yeah?
It's a little nice. It's 40 days until Shavuos Aluchos, Shavuos Hatamah. So it's the idea that they were on such a high level, and in only 40 days, it makes me feel, you know, pretty good about myself that we're on the level that we're on, and it's part of the process is having these eureka's. But I think it's maybe we could talk about this.
Okay.
Why it took 50 days to have an aliyah and 40 days to have a eureka?
So the truth is that we make a little bit of a mistake, and that's okay when it comes to Shavuos Aluchos and the Madriga B'nai Yisrael after Matan Torah. So from the Pashtus Lashon of the Pesukim, it seems like B'nai Yisrael did a terrible thing, right? However, from the Torah, it's clear that only 3,000 people were involved in the Chet Egel. They were killed. So what's the big deal about the Shavuos Aluchos and the Chet of the Egel? The Torah says that Ba'emek, the only ones who were involved in the Chet Egel were the Erebrav. They were the source of all problems for Klal Yisrael throughout the Midbar. That's how the Ramban is pretty much a voice of reason in his Peirush throughout the Torah, where he tells us many times that it seems that Klal Yisrael are very consistent, and sometimes like everything is okay, and sometimes they complain, and sometimes it's this group and then that group. So the Ramban says that you have to know who's complaining, you have to know what's going on, and that there wasn't that everybody unanimously was like saying one thing, or there were groups. Kitim. There were groups. And so, although it seems from the Pesukim that everybody's up in arms, then everybody seems to be okay, that's not how it went. When it came to the Chet HaEgel 2, the real criticism for Klal Yisrael was that nobody was mocha. That's the criticism. Nobody stood up to say anything or to do anything. And if you don't, then it's like you're masking. Meaning that Hashem has expectations for Klal Yisrael that it should be an Eish Tukad Boy, especially after the Matan Torah. Like, there should have been a Macha. Also, that Kamsu Bar Kamsa. Hey, where were the Rabbanim? How come nobody said anything? That's really what Bar Kamsa Bar Kamsa is, like a repetition of Mechiras Yosef and Mechit Egel, and that's why it was allowed to be the cause of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. How come nobody said anything? And that's also true, the Mishonim say, when it came to Mechiras Yosef. It's not clear that everybody was involved in the Mechir. Where was the Macha? How come nobody made a Macha? If Shimon and Levi wanted to kill him, and then Yehuda wanted to sell him, where were the other voices? Where was everybody else? It didn't seem like everybody had such hard feelings against Yosef. Adrabba, it says, V'hunar es Echav Batzayin, and he took care of the Bnei Bila and the Bnei Zilpa. So they were good friends. They were on good terms. So then, why were they nitpas in the chait of Mechiras Yosef? They didn't say anything. They didn't speak up. Not that they should have been the Rosh Medabrim, but they should have made a macha. And that's also true when it comes to the chait of the Egel. It was the fact that Bnei Yisrael weren't mecha. And it's not that they fell, you know, madrigas, because the chait of the Egel was much more dark than it seems like it was just like open of Avodah Zarah. And for the Erev it may have been, but for Klal Yisrael, it wasn't like that, although the feel which Bnei Yisrael had was dramatic, because they were holding on the dargah of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, and because this chait was like the chait of Adam HaRishon, so it was like the difference between Klal Yisrael before the Eidigal and after the Eidigal was like the difference between a chai and a mace. I mean, it was the chilek between Shema and Bar. You wouldn't even recognize them, the way that they were before and the way they were after. By Matan Torah, they had crowns, and they had crowns of Nasa V'Nishma, and everybody was able to look at the Klal Yisrael and say, these are the people of Hashem, and then after that, lost their crowns, they lost their glory. So keep in mind that's an important thing to note. This kufa now of Shavuos, where we're seeing even in the world that there's like this major uprising against Klal Yisrael. So not a Navi, not a Ruch Kodesh. But from the Divi Chazal, we see that the Gemara tells us that why is Har Sinai called Sinai? The Gemara says if it was because Nisim were done for Bnei Yisrael, should it be called Har Nisai? If it was because of Simanim Li Yisrael, it should be called Sinai. So why is it called Sinai? It's a Lashon Sina. Bishah Shinasa Natar Li Yisrael Yard the Sina L'Umas Ha'Elam. The giving of the Torah created animosity between the Umas Ha'Elam and Klal Yisrael, a jealous animosity, defined by the Shvatim. That when Yosef was given the Ksanis Pasim, what led to Mechir Yosef was that they were jealous of them and they hated him. Because Yosef was Nivchar. Yosef was chosen. He received the Torah of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Nebuchai learns that Chazal learned that Yosef was given the Messiah of Shem Ve'Ever, Torah Shem Ve'Ever from Yaakov Avinu, which was a special Torah that Yaakov had from that Beis Medrash, which he didn't teach the other brothers. And what that Torah was is something which the Sfarim discuss, which is really not their Shabbos Chavur style. But he taught him the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever. Rabbeinu Bechai learns that he taught him the secret of the Chaf Beis Osios. That's what it means, probably what he means, the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever. Special Torah, the secrets of the Chaf Beis Osios. And because he received that Torah, so there was a sinner for him. The same thing is true when it comes to Matan Torah, that we received the Torah. Whenever there's a receiving of Torah, there's a sinner for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they're jealous. And we're seeing today, around this time of Shavuos, the time of the receiving of the Torah, we always have to know how to have pneumious eyes to understand what's going on in the world. It's never about world events. It's always much deeper than that, because the sinner was always there. It just takes an event to cause it to... But it's not like, you know... What exactly was the catalyst for like all the violence in Eretz Yisrael against, you know, against the Israelis? I know you could declare like this, it was like that, but it wasn't like there was one incident where, you know, you can explain it and say, this was it. But it is. There was one incident. It's called the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah is the reason why this happened. Everybody was upset that Yosef got the Torah. He was giving Chalpi Zosia. The brothers were upset about it, but so were the Yishmeridim, so were the Midyanim, so the Mitzrayim. Everybody hated Yosef. After the Shmuelim sold Yosef, they sold him to the Mitzvah. They hated Yosef. Why did they hate Yosef? They hated Yosef because he was given the secrets of the Chof Bezosius. They may not have known consciously why they hated Yosef, but that's why they hated Yosef. Because the Sitra Achra understood it was, the secret was out that Yosef had the Chof Bezosius.
So what's Pshat that Hashem asked the nation if they wanted the Torah? Yaakov didn't ask Don if he wants the Chof Bezosius. He didn't ask him that. But Hashem asked all the nations if they want the Torah. They all said no.
Right, so...
So what's the reason to be jealous? You rejected the offer.
Okay. Because little did they know when they were asked what it was. So, let's see. You ever see with
well, maybe they're so jealous they shouldn't have tainas. They were smart enough to say, yeah.
Not that they shouldn't have tainas. They're going to have tainas. But al pidin, they don't have a taina. Meaning, let's say you have a child, right? You offer them a blue lollipop, right? And the child says no. So now you give it to the other child. So that once that child's having the blue lollipop, the other child says, so you can't stop them from complaining. But at least you have a taina. You said, listen, I offered it to you. So al pi din, there's no taina. Doesn't mean they're not going to complain. So you're right, they have no reason to complain. But they're complaining anyways. They were complaining anyways because they realized they made a mistake. And they would, if they were to be asked again, they may say differently.
That's why they make all these cheshbonos of other things. They make believe it's like other things. It's this thing, it's that thing, it's this thing. But it's really not. I mean, even the niggle, you can see it's not it's any more particular thing.
Yeah.
It's just a justification for their... inner being.
One of the halachas of the Torah is halacha Esav Son Yaakov. It's a halacha. I mean, it's part of the Torah. Meaning, it's not just it's like a member of the Chazal. They don't say it that way. Like, even a member of the Chazal is Torah, but it's not even brought down that way. There's the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, and just like there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you have to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door when you're walking in, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Hainu, that Esav is son Esav. That's a halacha entire. Because with the giving of the Torah, amongst the halachas which were given was a halacha that you will be hated for this. But we accepted it anyways. It was worth it to accept the Torah to draw that sin. It's a chayk in the Bria. So if there's sinna which is against Klaus in the world, so a person who has a very simple, uneducated view of world events, politics, will say, we're trying our hardest to make peace, but you know, people keep messing it up. So, and it's the foolish ones, it's the government leaders, it's the politicians, it's that chitzonius in the Welt, which is, we'll always try to make peace, try to make truth, try to make, and the more that we think, that they think, I don't want to say we, the more that they think that they can make shalom with the enemies, with those who hate them, with Umas Ayla, the more the Rebbeinu Shalom makes it that you can't. Like if you don't make Kiddush, then they make Avdallah. Or no, it's the other way. It's not shaykh to me. And I'll just tell you this. That the sinna which the Umas Ha'ilim have against the Israeli government, Israel, it's a sinna al-Pidin. It's al-Pidin. The real sinna seems like it's a hatred for Klai Yisrael. It's not for Klai Yisrael. The hatred is like, why do you have a government which is anti-Kutcha Bichu in Eretz Yisrael? That's the sinna. That's the sinna. It's a justified sin. Absolutely justified sin. How could it be that a government, after so many years of Avodah Zarah ruling the land, finally there's an opportunity to establish something respectable which should be a Kiddush Hashem in the world, and it turns out to be the biggest Chil Hashem? What could be bigger Chil Hashem than the land that Hashem gave to Bnei Yisrael? Al-Pi Torah belongs to us. Al-Pi Torah belongs to us. That Torah, which the state in Torah that it belongs to us, that we completely disregard the Torah. Where else do you have claims to Eretz Yisrael? The very people who are running the government are saying what? Because it says in history books it belongs to us? What are they basing it on? They're basing it on the Torah. So your very claim to Eretz Yisrael, is good enough to say that it belongs to us.
What else does it say in the
Torah? It says a lot of things in the Torah you have to keep. So you're using it to say that it belongs to you, but by saying that you're not keeping its laws, so then you're throwing it out. So you don't have a claim. So if you don't have a claim, the Ummah Islam have a good day. So you don't have a claim. You have a claim, you don't have a claim. That's the shprach that the Ummah Islam are talking to us. That's what they're saying. We have to look at everything from what is Hashem saying to us? Not what are they saying to us? What are they saying to us? They're saying to us, we're the chosen people, you're not. Let's just talk about the Ishmaelim right now. Right? They say, okay, listen, Hashem gave you the Torah, and then you blew it. Now Hashem took us instead. So now we're the chosen people. You're not the chosen people anymore. That's their claim, right? That's their claim. What's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's claim? What is he saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you keep the Torah, it belongs to you. If you don't keep the Torah, it doesn't belong to you. That's what Hashem is saying. So if you want to have the Torah, so then you have to keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, you don't belong. The Torah doesn't belong to you. It only belongs to you because it says so in the Torah. That's why the very first Rashi in Torah says, right, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? To tell you that that Hashem, He created the world, He gives the land to whoever He wants to. And the very first word in Torah is coming to back up the fact that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, because the Torah, we state that it belongs to us. So it means that the whole beginning of the Torah, the whole fact that Hashem brings down, He records Maisa Bereishis, it's not just to teach us that Hashem, He created the world and everything else. That would have been good by itself. But Chazal see a deeper message in that. So that we have a full claim in Eretz Yisrael. If we disregard the Torah, then Bereishis is out the door. We say it belongs to us. That's Hashem's talking to us through that. So it's not an attack. To look beyond the surface. It's a justified attack. You have to see is that there's Alpidin, if they're making noise, then Alpidin, the Bezin Shomala, they have a good voice. They have a good voice. And the voice is that you have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos in this land. It doesn't belong to you if you're not Shomer Torah Mitzvos. It's a good time. So we have to, the more that we are able to be Mekayim Mitzvos and we do tshuva, b'vule, so that's our Sanhedrin in the court of law upstairs. What we see down here is just the toldos of the discussion which is taking place in the Beis Shamala between the Sar Shalaysev and the Sar Shalaysev and the Sar Shalaysev, which is Michal Amala.
Yeah. When it says
Esav
Sonic Sakav, it doesn't mean
Esav
specifically Adam, means all
going. Yeah. Alpi Pshat, it means all going. Alpi Oimek, there's a special sinner that Esav has for Yaakov. It's special sin.
So is that only Esau Shanis Yaakov when we're not doing keeping the Torah, or that's there anyways and it shows up, it manifests when we're not keeping the Torah?
It's there until it has a final hamtaka, but when we keep the Torah, so then Esav, he says, okay, now I understand why you got Eretz Yisrael. Now I understand. I mean, if we're living up to the model in which we're supposed to live, then Esav may have a sin, but he may not have a shas yet to be mazikas. But eventually Esav will have a hamtaka, but that's going to be over the course of time. Mashiach's kumen, that will sweeten. The Sao Shalit.
They also won't have a claim when Mashiach comes because we're keeping the Torah.
That sounds nice, but what's our avodah? I mean, like, we're still doing the same. We're still doing the same thing we've been doing. Is there anything else that we should be doing? If we tell this to anyone who's outside the room, they're probably going to hang us. Yeah. At least hang me.
Let me ask that question a little bit.
Rebuttal.
The people who are running the government in Eretz Yisrael have no shyness in this conversation. And given they're living in Eretz Yisrael, they do. What else should they do? Why? It seems something happening on the backs of the people who can't do anything about it because of somebody else.
Okay. So the question is always going to be, like you said, it's not about what they could do, it's about what we could do. I mean, the tzir will always be on the B'nai Torah because it's not a matter of numbers. That's all in the chitzonis. It's a matter of quality. That quality. But the Gemara says, Chazal say that, if one person would do a tshuva shleima, then everybody would do tshuva shleima. So nobody could say it's because of them, it's because of them. Because it's telling one person, so why aren't you the guy? Why are you not the guy, if it's only telling one person? Adam is never yechidi. That means that a person can be responsible for the whole world. So nobody could ever point and say, oh, it's because of the rabbim, it's because of the chiloinim, it's because of them. What do you mean? It has nothing to do with the numbers. Has to do with one person. So everybody's pointing fingers. So the Ebeshe will point the finger at us and he's going to say, what about you? You. Look, it says right here. One person could have done it. Why weren't you that guy?
Do what? We're getting back to Machal?
No, to do tshuva. To do tshuva, yeah. I feel the Yachid Shaisa tshuva, Meichel and Kol Alam Kula. Even if one person would do a tshuva, Mashiach and Ka. That's what the Zohar says. I feel the Knish Tachada. If just 10 people would do tshuva, the Mashiach would come. It's not totally and everybody doing tshuva. So the Ramchal, and there was a group of tzaddikim over the course of history, that they understood that Zaya Kipshutai, and the Ramchal created a secret society called the Chavai Kedisha, of him and his 10 people, where they tried to be Mashiach, I'll pee this Zaya Kadosh. It wasn't the only one, there were other Chavai Kedishas too. But they understood the premise, and it's not telling everybody is doing tshuva, it's just 10 people would do tshuva, and we could be Mashiach. That's why the 10 brothers sold Yosef, right? That's the Chavai Kedisha. And the whole world is sending to Golos all these years because of that Mechias Yosef. So just like it took 10 to destroy it, it could take 10 to rebuild it.
So can you call Charlie and the guy Chavaya?
The question begs itself, so why didn't Mashiach come? That's always the question at the end of the day. Yeah,
the answer to that question is that we spoke about it in a Shabbos year not so long ago. I think it's recorded. You can listen to the whole thing. It was a Pesach year. It goes like this. It had to do with Rabbi Akiva and Tzvila Tzavis Rishos, Tzvila Tzavis Chayva. Says you can't force the coming of Mashiach. You have to do your part and wait for it to come.
So they could have made us a kli to be able to receive Mashiach, but if he's not ready, he's not ready.
And there's something about it may be a violation of the Chikas Haketz. I mean, it can't be Dechikas Haketz. So even if you had 10 people who said that we're going to do a tshuva to bring the Mashiach, that in itself can be broken Menei Ubei. Because even though 10 people can do tshuva, you can't do tshuva to be Mashiach. You can do tshuva to do tshuva. You can't do tshuva to be Mashiach.
So there's an asterisk next to...
Correct. Yeah.
So whenever someone says, so let's do this to help bring... Let's do this to help bring the coming of Mashiach. It's not MS? You can't bring it sooner?
You could. It may not be the best thing to say. Actually, that could be the kavana because you know it's not chasvuach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you do mitzvahs because not for any other reason other than kashi tziva Hashem is maisha. That's why. And the Baba Shavi had a big mahalik at the big Mashiach. By many tzaddikim, it was not as kabul chwa. So I'm not anyone to be machuya. I'm just stating the facts. The facts is that although it seems like you know it was a very virtuous thing and it was a very big tzaddik and. Yosef Tzadik was also a very good tzaddik, and he's one of the Ushbizin and you know Vachule. And Rabbi Kiva was also followed that line of trying to be Mashiach. Doesn't see anything less of them. It was a mahalak which they had, but in the eyes of the Yehudas amongst them. See, you mentioned Yehuda and Yosef, and you got it. It's considered to be off. It's considered to be It doesn't say anything about the covered and the godless. I'm not any close to be machri on it. I'm just stating, according to my understanding, what I've heard as facts.
So no Mashiach suitcase.
Huh?
No Mashiach suitcase.
No, Mashiach suitcase is good. Meaning, of course, it doesn't mean literally Mashiach suitcase. It means that a Jew has to be ready every moment that the Mashiach should come. At every single moment, the Mashiach can come. And Mashiach is a das. It's not necessarily a changing of makom. I talked about that. It's a frame of mind. It's not a physical suitcase. It's a mental suitcase. It's the ability that a person is makabel that if Hashem wants me to have a different way of living life, a different existence, a higher way of life, I'm ready to be makabel that at any time. The person has that state of mind. That although right now I have a family, I'm living in Woodmere, I'm wherever I am, if Hashem should come and he would say, Yeshua, listen, the life that you think, what you have right now, I have something totally different for you. I need this, a person able to say, I'm with you, take my hand, we'll do whatever you want. Take whatever madrigas you want, take whatever you want me to do. Hinini mukhunu mezum alakach. That's awaiting Mashiach's
appearing. I mean, from my recollection, even the way in Sefer Chabad, the way they talk about Mashiach and Satan Yeshua, and they really learn the Rambam, the only reason, the way I understand it, the reason why we have the agenda, or they have the agenda of trying to bring Mashiach, can only be for the purpose of fulfilling Hashem's rachas in this world. It's only for Kiddush Hashem, so that it can be Megala.
Correct.
It's not because I want to have a good time, or I want my anxiety to go away.
Right.
So
no, but here, that's what you have to understand. So the difference, though, is that when you want to bring Mashiach and you're open about it, the problem is not that it's lacking in the Kavan or the Shema. That's not the problem. The problem is that you're going to war with the Satan. That's the problem. And there's a certain mila to secrecy, because when you do it covertly, you're not waging outward war against the Satan. Because when you do that, you're making a rebellion against the temporary melech in this world.
Is that part of the difference in the philosophy between Rabbi Dov and Yosef? Tikkun Olam versus Sefer Yochanan?
Absolutely, yeah, that's part of it too.
I just wanted to tie it in.
No, but even if you say that it's totally, even if you teach Mashiach is mean Tikkun Adam and not Tikkun Olam, right? Even if you teach it that way, still, Tikkun Adam is a rebellion against. It's more that we don't talk about it in ways where it's opening Milchama against Sitra. It's a higher way, of course. And this, like, in the world of Tzaddikim, this is real stuff. For us, what we say, what we do, doesn't bear so much weight, because Sitra only has eyes, on the Tzaddikim. Any Hashem al Tzaddikim, and the Sitra also has his eyes on Tzaddikim, and he's also looking to see, who are the big players.
We have another issue on that in terms of Yaakov and Yehuda were in on selling Yosef to Mitzrayim because they wanted to trick the Sultan into going down to Mitzrayim because they were going to bring Mashiach to Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. In terms of how to deceive or not openly bring Mashiach to fight the Sultan.
Right. Sorry.
You know, the whole thing with the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, to trick the Sultan is so you're kind of doing a covert.
Ties in, yeah. I don't remember the whole ending, but yeah, ties in somehow. Okay, so Yankee's question, if whoever asked the question. Josh's. So, something a little bit more Lamaisa, maybe. Nachum, about this Tkufa now, after Shavuos, 3 weeks leading up to Beis HaMikdash. What's the Avoida? What's the Avaida? How can we save the Luchos from being destroyed? Every year Hashem gives us the Luchos, He gives us Tyra. And every year, when it comes to Shavuos HaVetamas, it's ready to be broken. But what we're trying to do is to save the Luchos from being broken during this Tkufa now.
Even though we need the Luchos Sheni?
Huh?
Even though we need the Luchos Sheni?
Yeah, there would have been a Luchos Sheni anyways if there was no breaking the first Luchos.
Before we discuss about how not to break the Luchos.
I don't really understand how to relate to the world of Yitzchak Shechemis. I relate to it at all. I don't really relate to the world of first Lucas.
What does it mean, Lucas Shechemis?
Yeah, because Lucas, the broken Lucas, I understand. That's the world we live. Yeah. But I don't really understand that world, right? Other words, you're cut in the faith. So what are we even trying to hold on to?
Okay, so let's define what it means, Luchos Rishonos. So, and what is the avoida now, between now Shavuos and the 3 weeks?
What were we supposed to, maybe you talked about, but what were we supposed to do with Shavuos?
Okay.
Because if Shavuos is Luchos Rishonos, what was that all about? Yeah, there's big stuff coming down.
Okay, right. So we spoke about it over the course of Shavuos. It has to do with Massive Inishma. The Kitzur, Shavuos is not a day of Limud HaTorah, we spoke about that. Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. And Kabbalah HaTorah is an inyan of Nasav Inishma. The main avoda on Shavuos is Nasav Inishma. Now what does it mean, Nasav Inishma? So Nasav Inishma means two things. Nasav Inishma represents Achdus and Bnei Yisrael. And it also represents Bitachon. Achdus and Bitachon. How does it represent Achdus? Because everybody said together Nasav Inishma. Not only was it said B'lashon Rabim, Dahanu Nasav Inishma, everybody was in it together, but they said it simultaneously. Everybody said Nasav Inishma. That was a perfect example of Ki'ishacha B'levacha, that statement of Nasav Inishma. So every single Jew was included in Matan Torah, because every single one of us said Nasav Inishma. That's Achdus. Now, where's the bitachon in Asav Inishma? So the bitachon is ipnei shehikdim l'nasav inishma. Had they said nishma v'nasa, we need to hear it first, and then we'll do it. But they were going to go al pi d'seichel in Kabbalah Satayra. That wouldn't have been bitachon, because that means that they don't trust Hashem, that He's going to give them a good deal. The fact that they said we will do it, and then we'll hear about it, that displayed our bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we trust that He's giving us a good tzach. Good Asaph. So therefore, Nasa v'nishma means Achdus. Mipnei shehekdimu Nasa v'nishma, that's Bitachon. So these two ingredients of Bitachon and Achdus are the two main ingredients when it comes to what we need to do. What we need to do to make it happen. Because the secret of this world is Achdus. Achdus, Achdus, Achdus. Achdus bin Adon Lamachai. And Achdus bin Adon Achaveira. Achdus bin Adon Achaveira is Achdus. Achdus bin Adon Amako, that's Bitachon. Like the Gemara says in Psachim, Gemara says, Hashem is Echa. Right? Even though Hashem is Echa now, Allah said, Lava will make Hatayv HaMeitiv even on the Ra. We can't make it yet. Because Hashem is Echa. The Gemara says, Oh, Halav, Inna, Achad, of course, even now He's Echa. But we can't make the Becha because we don't see the fact that the Ra is even Torah. But Hashem is Echad. Hashem is Echad. And Bitachon is our display and our belief in Hashem's Achad. So there's Echad Mitzvah Be'an Olamakam and there's Echad Mitzvah Be'an Olachaveira. And when these two Achdus are present, that's Shavuos Tzedakah. These are the two crowns of Nasav Nishma. Echad, Hashem is Echad, and Bnei Yisrael is Echad. Like we say, by Minchan Shabbos, we say, how does it go? Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Mincha Amcha Yisrael Echad. Ata Echad, Hashem is Echad. Shimcha Echad, the Torah is called Shem Hashem, the Torah is Echad. Mincha Amcha Yisrael Echad Ba'aretz, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So we say that as L'chvay Deshla Torah, L'chvay Deshla Matan Torah, that everything is Echad. So now, that's what the main two ingredients to make everything happen, which we need to do, are this. Achdus and Bnei Yisrael, and Bitachon and Hashem. Everything else, commentary. That's also Gemara. Mm-hmm. That's the Gemara with Hillel, with the Ger, who came to be Misgayer, teach me the Torah on one foot. Adasani Allah, l'chaviach l'savit, what you don't like, don't too, behaftarich ha-komecha. Everything else is commentary. And Rashi says that it's not just Bernadon Lachavir, it's also Bernadon Lachavir. Hashem has also called your friend. So, the way that, how we treat the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's Bitachon, that's Hashem Echad. How we treat our friends, that's Achdus. That's Kol HaTekula. That's what we need to do. Because this whole world is about Gilei Achdus HaYisbarach. So everything else is secondary. So that's why if we're making big deals about, like, my wife gets so upset about this. You know, sometimes, you know, it was in the magazines also. It said that, you know, the problem which that all these stars are happening is because women are wearing the
shaitels. You mean it's not true?
The shaitels. I'm just kidding. Because of the shaitels.
No, I think they are wearing shaitels.
It's called the lace shaitels, right?
Yeah.
The lace shaitels. So it was in the Avi magazine, I think, that I got an email. You get the email also?
No, I just saw that my wife went crazy on it.
Yeah, so I got an email from, I don't know how I'm signed up to the Ami mailing list, but I'm signed up to lots of mailing lists. But I get the Ami mailing stuff. So they sent an email saying that there was something in the magazine this week which was put in the magazine, which is doesn't meet our standards. Please be meichel us, and we've taken the necessary action. Have a good yontif. That's what it said. So I don't go through the Ami, I don't read it, but my wife showed that to me, and she was like very upset about it.
The email didn't say what it was?
Didn't say what it was. Didn't say what it was.
It was the article.
Cheesecake.
If you didn't know, if you didn't know about it, we didn't want to tell you about it.
Didn't say what it was. So I'm assuming that's what it was.
I would not assume that.
No.
It was actually an ad for the Shaitan. It was in a magazine. That's what they wrote. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because my friend's wife sells the Shaitans.
It was an ad for Shaitels? That's what it was about?
Is that anything about this? Yeah.
It was some kind of thing, like some kind of ad or like a cartoon about the Shaitel. And Ami had to write a letter about, they were apologizing for having that in the, not
for the Shaitel ad.
Yeah.
Not for the Shaitel macha.
Yeah.
Changes my whole life.
Sorry for something I might have done to you.
Huh?
They didn't say what they apologized for, though. It's not much.
No.
It's because they wanted. It's a disclaimer.
These 2 days.
No, it's not much like the month. You read what you want to
tell
me.
Wow.
All
these. Stop wearing shaitels.
Look at that.
That's why I started.
And my wife was upset about it because it's not the first time that people came out to try to find like the women to blame. It's the tzniyas, it's the
shaitel. It's also blaming the husbands, not just the wives. Because,
well, if only we realized that.
Yeah. Well, if I have to listen to one more shir about why Gulas Mitzrayim happened because of the Noshim Sidkaniyos, so let them get blamed for something.
There's so many svarim talking about women.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought it was that was it. I guess I'm wrong. Thank you, Steve, for clarifying that.
I think so much worse.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, listen, if people are paying for the ads, it doesn't mean that Ami supports the view, but I guess it's, you know, you can have your shitas and you could pay for that ad, and, you know, I guess it's supporting tznius, but I guess shetel ad is, you know, maybe it's not supporting. I mean, I don't know what the problem is with the shetel ad, really. I mean, it's because it doesn't show any women. They don't never show women in the magazine.
It had that. It was about that le shetel, whatever it was for that kind of shetel. So that's what.
Oh,
they were promoting the issue.
I don't even know if they were promoting the issue as much as it.
Sounds like a democratic location, a double standard.
Well,
it's just about the money.
So this isn't this past week's.
I don't know. I didn't see the magazine. I just know the union because my friend's wife was.
Yeah.
My friend went to speak to the. There was like a big panel of like, I know like the Kusser Rebbe and a couple of other Rebbe were there, and he went to speak to them about it. He's close to a couple of them. A couple of them thought it was also nonsense, but they were just, I don't know, they ended up being involved with it somehow. And he had to show him that wig, and had to show him how it worked. And
So, I mean, definitely, we have lots of things to improve in many areas, you know, we're not, you know, but you have to be mamash baruch kodesh to say that it's because of this prat. Beats this prat. Yeah, I don't know how you can say you can do such a thing.
My big Bangaiva.
We know two things. We know two things that.
Pretty much thinks it's also to play.
There's bitachon and achdus. No, but there is a very strong voice of reason though about achdus and Klal Yisrael and that you don't need to be a Baruch HaKodesh for, that you have a Gemaras for. You know, Kamsa Bar Kamsa and We know what we need to fix. So.
And it's such a simple thing sometimes. I mean, we think about our interactions daily, how much hate goes into some, comments or whatever. Yeah. It's not rocket science.
We've spoken about before that sinas chinam is not just a pagam in bin adam l'chaveiro. It's a pagam. It's a lack of bitachon. I mean, what does it mean sinas chinam? Why should you just hate somebody just for no reason? Like you walk down the street and you see a guy, you hate him for no reason. You don't hate a guy for no reason. Why should you hate a Jew for no reason? What does it mean sinas chinam? How could you hate somebody who for just for no reason? That's what Pinchas Karts and other tzaddikim say. That the reason why it's chinam is not because it's for no reason. It's for good reason. Because I make a parnasa in sim cards and he makes a parnasa in sim cards. So I hate him because he takes my business. It's a lack of bitachin. That's why you hate him. You hate him because of your lack of bitachin. That's why you hate him.
Why is that called chinam? Because it's silly?
Because it's baseless, of course. Well, he's not taking away your bitachin. I mean, if you had real bitachin, then it's chinam.
Baseless in terms of the bitachin again.
So the sinas chinam is not just a bein adam l'chaver v'su. That's called achdus, but it's also bein adam l'makom mishum. So when the Gemara says lechaver beis hamikdash el mipnei avon sinas chinam, it's staying these things. It's sinas chinam. The hainu it's bein adam l'chaver. It's also bein adam l'makom. That's what we need to fix. Achdus.
It's not also to have sinah.
I mean, you could do it. Yeah,
it's just bevavecha is the issue, or it's chinam.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How's it never
legitimate? If you have
it's
a legit,
chinam, then.
No, if you have a legitimate claim,
what's
you have to voice
claim?
It.
If someone hurts
somebody runs over your dog, let's just keep it simple.
It still be
that's not legitimate. It can never be legitimate.
That's the point.
So then, what's this revecha? Why just revecha?
No.
That's separate.
The question essentially is:
if it's legitimate, then you have to
what's
say something.
Legitimate? How can legitimate? How can legitimate runs the world.
What? No.
You didn't have to be the shliach.
No, sinna is always sinna. Maybe
it's
sinna is always sinna.
If Alpidin, somebody has done something to you, then you have, let's say you have, there's no tain on you why you hate him, but then you have to voice it. So then, if you can bring him to a court of law and you can say to him, then that's. But you can't take the guy who opened up a store down the block from you to Beis Din, and they're going to hear the case because they're going to say, "What do you mean? There's no case. You can open up a store. And he can open up a store.
You can have frivolous claims."
Huh? I understand that. if you have Alpidin a reason,
but even so,
then it's justified. And then the Torah says, "Lesinachim b'vavecha." You're right, but that's a high madriga.
So you're saying,
but
if you have a justified cause, don't hold it in your heart, take it to court. If you have no claim, then no reason.
Yeah, then that's called sinas chinam.
So I guess Josh, that answers your question.
Yeah. That's sinas chinam.
Who's the Malach? I keep forgetting. He was rampant, Vodazara, but there was peace, so there was no.
Achav.
Yeah, so that's also proof that if we have Achdus, at least on some level, we have Shalom. And,
yeah. It goes like this. Of the two, whether Achdus Klapi Shmai or Achdus Klapi Mata, these two Achdus, as we know the Lagom Ayon Chaviro, which of the two are considered to be Shoirish, Makar, which is considered to be Tafel? So the Bin Adon Lachaviro is considered to be Tafel to Bin Adon Lamakar. That's how it is. And the reason why is because of this Nakuda. Meaning,
is there a Bin Adon Lachaviro itself is a part of Bin Adam
Lamakar. Oh, that's mipnimius. I can make a case that it's not necessarily Tali Zavize. Let's say I would tell you that Achdus Hashem is Yud Gimel Ikrim. Yud Gimel Ikrim, that's called Achdus Klapi Shmaya. Yud Gimel Ikri Emuna. Yud Gimel is Gematria Echad. We believe in 13 principles of faith because 13 is Gematria Echad. By believing in these 13 principles, we believe in Achdus Hashem. That's Emuna. And then there's Achdus Bin Adam Lachaber. Where does it say in Yud Gimel Ikrim that there has to be Achdus in Klai Yisrael? It's not one of Yud Gimel Ikrim. I can make a case that the Yud Gimel Ikri Emuna is one avoda, and there's a separate avoda called Ben Adon Lachaveiro. Unless you can find for me in the Yud Gimel Ikri Emuna that built in there is that Achdus with Chayisa, which I don't think that there is.
If you need Achdus for Mashiach, then it's in there.
For the first,
unless
one second, you're bringing in the Maskana in the Havamina right now.
We went to Galus on a Ben Adon Lachaveiro. We went to Gullus, the first of a core of Gullus, the first time is a Ben Adam Chavero.
What's the makar for that? Because of what? Mechiris Yosef? What? Because of the Chit the Eagle, Mechiris Yosef, Kamsa Bar Kamsa?
No.
Sinas Chinam, that?
Yosef, yeah. Our first time we went to Gullus was because of Yosef. So whether Yosef did it was wrong, at some level there was some kind of pagam in.
Correct. But let's say we were to be Masaki Mechiris Yosef. Okay? Let's say Mechiris Yosef didn't happen. Were they living in a state of Geula? Meaning, was Mashiach there and then everything was good? Or were they...
The Torah yet.
Right, but let me say this. Just because there are things which need to be fixed doesn't mean that it's the solution to the entire problem. Meaning, if you can go back and you can fix Mechiras Yosef, does that mean that Mashiach will come? Or does that mean that you've fixed Mashiach Yosef? I mean, let's say you have something that you have in your home where, like, there's a pipe which is broken, right? So let's say you fix the pipe. Does that mean that the water's flowing through the pipe? No, you have to also start the water now. I mean, just because you fix the problem doesn't mean that the entire solution has been achieved.
You were seen as skin
by the Mechiras Yosef?
Yeah, for sure. What was the lack of a moon up?
They, based on what we said before, let's say go like that. Yaakov gave the secrets of Torah to Yosef. They were upset about that. That's sin as chinam.
That's not kind of
so
that's a jealousy.
No, so, that sin and kinam to go hand in hand.
What was the lack of amunah on the brothers' part with that? What was the lack of amunah?
I mean, that they should have understood that Yaakov had a good cheshbon to give it to Yosef. That they should have said, like, listen, Yaakov has his cheshbon, we're not Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov gave it to Yosef, and then when he feels that he's ready to give it to us, he'll give it to us too. Bitachin in Yaakov Avinu. Or to ask Yaakov Avinu, you know. Getting back to the previous point, so there's Yud Gimel Ikrim, and you could talk about that as Achdus. Okay? Now, of the two, which is more important, let's say? To have not that we're talking about like two giants here, right? These are like two Yisodos of the Torah. These are pillars. This is Yachin and Boaz. Like, we're not saying like, you know, we're going to take one, we're not going to take the other. We're just talking theoretically, right? Of the two, right? It is more important to invest oneself in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah than it is to invest oneself in the principles of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because your Yiddishkeit is telling you Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. It's not totally. I mean, you could be a Yid, and you can hate all Yidden, so to speak. If you believe in Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, you're not a good Jew, but you're opposite Jew. If a person is lacking in his Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, then he's praying in his Yiddishkeit. I'm not saying that, you know, it's acceptable. It's b'chlal not acceptable.
No, but I'm talking about in principle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really necessarily see that, because if you hate every Jew, every one, then you're not recognizing the Achdus, which is the whole your own neshama is tied to every other neshama.
Okay, but I have a. Well, but
what
you're
saying is that
I believe in the
Yiddish. Also, been and you're not all the way around.
True, but is it? It's true. You're being adon la chaver as you ben makom. But is you being adon la chaver your gimel kriyemuna?
Could you believe in the Yichud Kadosh Baruch Hu without believing in?
I believe so. Okay, I believe so.
That's the question.
I don't see anyone digging my Ikrim, which which is
there now. You can have the same, the Chad, the Yichud of all.
But now you're saying drushes. You're saying lumdis. I'm talking about digging my Ikrim.
You could have perfect Ben Adam Lachavero and not even be a Yid. So
right.
So it's a different,
again, anything which you could do with not as a Jew is completely chitonius.
No, but I'm saying even non-religious Jew, even. Like, he could be perfect in his...
And it perfect
not
in
perfect,
his...
Not perfect, but he could be...
He could be perfectly chitoni in it, but he can't be pnimis in it, because he doesn't know...
Yeah.
Achdus Yisrael comes from a neshama place. It doesn't come because, you know, we wear the same colored shirts. You know,
of course.
This is a very theoretical...
Where are we getting to with this?
Right.
Assuming you're right, what's the difference?
Where are we going?
Yeah. Listen, Lubavitch's solution is to say, I mean, we have a mitzvah before you do any mitzvah, anything you do. This way you're not stuck with the conundrum. But practically.
Right. What we're getting at is that if you had to say one is a nikkur, one's a tafa, theoretically, okay, belief in the Yud Gimel Ikrim is more important. It's more shayrishtik, it's more yisoidi than achdus b'Yisrael. Okay? So therefore, The real achdus which is koilel, the achdus hakoilel is achdus bin adon lakum akum, because nichlal in achdus Hashem, like everybody's in agreement, is achdus Yisrael is nichlal in achdus Hashem, right?
We're talking about mekayim shalayim, so everything's nichlal.
Right, okay. Exactly. So, but what brings Klal Yisrael together is that we're all chelak alakamim achas, but chelak alakamim comes from the fact that there's Hashem achad, Hashem zachad, Hashem elokeinu, Hashem achad. From there, Shema Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael will hear him because Hashem zachad. But we can still look at it as two different things. Bitachon in Hashem is different than Emunah. And that's why they're called Yigam Ikri Emunah. There's nothing there about Bitachon. Because Bitachon in Hashem is not one of the Ikrim. Bitachon in Hashem is considered to be like a Tosefes. It's considered to be the Kutzel Shal Yod, at the tip of the Dalet. That we believe that everything Hashem does is for the good. That's not in the Ani Mamet. That's not a chiyuv. It's considered to be a madriga de la salavo, a ha'ara de la salavo. That if you believe that everything Hashem does is for the good, that's what's called big marech be'achad. That the prolonged dalid, the d at the tip of the dalid, which we can't even pronounce yet. You know, it's a mistake to say, you know, echad. You know, it's not how you're supposed to say it. It's supposed to be like a Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Like that. Huh? Just say plain. You don't find tzaddikim in the thing. Say plain. We don't yet know how to be marach in the dalit. What that means, to physically be marach in the dalit. Because as soon as it's on your tongue, you can't elongate it. It's done. You can't hold the tip of the dalit. That's because that madrega is not been yet nizgala, what it means, that be marach becha. It's not a chiv yet. It's not in this world yet. So if you believe, which we do, Baruch Hashem, that everything Hashem does is for the good, we're ahead of the times. Because there's not yet a chiv to believe that Hashem does everything for the good, although al pi chsidus, it's like a chiv. But strictly al pi ikri emuna, if a person is not yet holding in that inyan, so it could still be one with yigimul ikrim, and considered a Jew 100%, even if he's not holding yet in a pure belief that everything Hashem does for the good. That's called bitachon. Because you only trust, but techem means trust, you only trust in somebody who you know will only do you good and never do you harm. This place of bitachon is where these two echads come together. That's what we're getting at. Where achdus Hashem, achdus Yisrael comes together at this place of bitachon. Let's talk about Yom. The sinas chinam, when the Gemara says that sinas chinam was destroyed the base of Mikdash, so al pi pashtus, sinas chinam is just bin adon achaveiru ishu. But from a place of bitachon, that the reason why it's called chinam is because, what do you mean? You should have no tannis. Hashem will take care of you. I mean, Hashem will take care of you. He'll take care of your panasa just because he's there. It's not gonna harm you. It's not gonna harm you. The harm, what you think is harm, that's also good. So that place of bitachon, is what brings together Achdus Klal Yishmaya and Achdus Biso. That's the home run. So unless a person is a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, Lanias Daiti, to point fingers and to say that it's because of Sheitlach, or it's because, you know, people's mezuzahs are not positioned exactly right where they're supposed to be on the door. Like, why not, like, how do you know? How do you know? Who made you a Baruch Kad? If you see from Chazal, and Chazal, you know, you have to be able to point to Ram HaKadosh and to say, stating the Sefer, that it says this is what's holding back the Gula. I would like to see where it says that the Sheitlach holding back the Gula from the Talmid Basha. I would like to see that. She could be Mekdusha Slevi, bring me Marinayim, bring me the Tzanzarov. I want to see that. But they're always talking about emuna, bitachon, achdus. You say this, sharashim. Talking about sharashim. How could you go to the anafim if you have what to work on the sharashim? Like, how could you, if you see that the plant is dying, yeah, that you see that the whole plant is dying, yeah, but you see that this one petal, this one branch is dying. Are you going to go ahead? Are you going to water the petal? You're going to water the branch? It's only dying because the sharashim are dying. So how could you be nurturing the branch and the petal if you see that the sharashim are need to be watered? Person has to answer, what is the sharashim of Tyre? What is the shayrish that Hashem wants? What are the sharashim mitzvah? We have to go to the sharashim, we have to water those sharashim. We know what the sharashim mitzvah are. They're very big mitzvahs that we have to work on. Anything which touches these sharashim, which are called the emunah, yugimol ikri, and bitacha, and those things, those take precedence. And there are many things like that. Tefillah, Torah, Liman HaTorah, Chesed, Achdus, Ava, Yira, Shabbos. He said the Sharashim.
Okay. I'm stuck on one little point. Believing in, we're talking about a Emunah versus talking, right? The idea of Hashkach Pratis in the first of the Gemara Likrim Bar Manig versus the Batachin that Latava did. Is that, it seems like the Nakuda is, okay, I believe Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, everything is him, but there's nothing in Amunah that tells me I have to believe
Correct.
He's a type of mative?
That's right.
Even though the Yigal Ikrim have Zerachim Machan.
Where does it say Yigal Ikrim Machan Machan? Yigal Mamida Zerachim is. Okay. Yeah, it's Gimel Zerachim. That could be just that he's a Barachamim, but maybe sometimes his Rachamim is less. Maybe sometimes it's.
But the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I mean, the way I end is always understood. The Yichud through the Yigal Ikrim is understanding to me this. It's all one.
Because you're saying trashes. You're saying that the Yud Gimel Ikrim line up with the Yud Gimel Zerachamim. But it's not. It's Yud Gimel Ikrim and it's Yud Gimel Zerachamim. It's two different things.
How can I believe in the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch? How do I have a moon in Yud Gimel Zerachamim?
It's not part of Yigal Ikrim.
Yigal Ikrim.
It's not part of Yigal
Ikrim. If you're on that level, you can believe that.
It's good, but it's not part of Yigal Ikrim. It's not what Yigal Ikrim to believe that Hashem, I mean, it is brought down in some places to say, Animam and Shlema, that HaKadosh Baruch was the Baal Racham, and Baal Racham and Kumayasa. There is such a nusach like that. In my brother's Siddur, he put that in. I think he got it from somewhere. He put into his, I have it, his Siddur somehow.
Yudal Ikrim?
So, no, because there really is Yudal. I mean, that's the Kutza Shayud. I mean, the Kutza Shayud is that. It's Nichlal. It's Nichlal
but
in the first one.
It's Nichlal in.
It's Nichlal in. It's Nichlal in. It's Nichlal in some of the ones which are.
I just want to make sure I understood it.
It's like the tikkun of that he's Mishalim Ra. It's Nichlal in that. It's Nichlal in that. But it's not a Chiyuv.
So why is this
Lechash Vashemis?
Just to bring it back. Lechash Vashemis?
So Lechash Vashemis is considered to be this Darag of Bitachan. And in that the emes it should be a chiyuv, but because there was a shvira in the luchas v'shainos, so that's why bitachon is considered to be not a chiyuv anymore. So
even though there was
that's broken,
even though there was only 3,000 people who were pogim in the yichud of both sides of it,
because they weren't meicha, so everybody's called to count.
So because everybody,
right?
Well, it was pogim in both the nasa and nishma, both sides of it, nasa kaidim nishma and.
Right. That's right. Luchas Rishonas are considered to be like one luach. One luach. Right. Whereas Luchas Shnias are considered to be two luchas.
Meaning,
right? There's like somewhat of a separation between the Luchas Shnias, which wasn't present by the first luchas. The reason why is because from the place of, because we know that each luach, one represents Ben Adam Malkum Ben Lachaber. So from the place of Bitachon, like we explained, so Bitachon means that there's a merging of Ben Adam Malkum Ben Lachaber. That's Luchas Rishonas. And that's why Luchas Rishonas, even though there's two, they're considered to be like one. Two equals one. But the Luchas Shnias, which doesn't have that level of Bitachon, it's really, that's where you can see it as separate. There's a Luach Rishon, there's a Luach Sheni, Ben Adam Malkum HaChavera, and they're considered to be separate. Because you could separate Ben Adam Malkum HaChavera if Bitachon is not a Chiyuv.
Right, but either way, our avod is in both right now. I mean, to get to that point to the, that we can have Bitachon in our lives, you have to work on both aspects.
Right.
So, what's Pshat Nachaf, getting back to you.
So by having bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can save the luchas from being broken. That's what we want to do. Meaning, right now it's an ace which is mesugel ma'ir that yud shvias, you know, that shvias abatamas, there won't be a shvias luchas. We're trying to stop that every year that Hashem gives us luchas rishonas again, that it shouldn't break this year. If we exemplify bitachon in Hashem and bin adam chaverim lomakom properly, especially in this time that we're being tested in those things and we're working on it mechazik that inyan. So then if the Luchas Rishonos don't break, then instead of celebrating, quote-unquote, the Churban of Shavuos HaBetamos, we'll celebrate Adrab, the Binyanis HaMikdash. But this is an Eis Ratzonel. Will we allow it to be broken? Will we repeat the mistake that we made back then? Or we machazik ourselves in the sin of Luchas Rishonos? And if we can, then in the same way that Hashem took the Luchas Rishonos and Hashem told him to take the Luchas and to put them into the Mishkan, Hashem will say, okay, the Luchas Rishonos are here. Make a Mishkan. Put it in. Build the Bayashlish. Put it in. If that's the case, then that's why every single year the Gemara says that if in that door that the base of Mikdash was not rebuilt, it's as if it destroyed it. Every Shavuos there's an opportunity to. The energy is there, so to speak. I don't like that word energy, but it's in the world to have the Bayah Shlish. The Koyach is there to build the Bayah Shlish. That's why, if Shavuos HaBetamos, you came for the Amen, Josh. If in Mirtz Hashem, we're mechazik ourselves in the Zinyanim, so then, that's why every Shavuos HaBetamos, we're not, it's not that we're remembering the Churban Bayah Shlish and Bayah Sheni. We're remembering the Churban Bayah Shlishi. because there's potential after every Shavuos that because of Luchas Rishonos are here, that Hashem will say, make a Mishkan to put the Bayit, to make Luchas Rishonos in. Right now, that potential is there. We're being tested right now to live up to that standard, to be able to be right to that. So, it's not like something of the past. No, it's of the now. We machazik ourselves and what Luchas Rishonos means, what is the singing of Bitachon, the merging of these two Luchas, Luchas Rishonos. Binatan Lamokom, Binatan Lachavero, everything that Bitachon represents, Mirat Hashem.
I have to understand what Charis also means.
Next week.
I mean, Shabbat. 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 Shabbat.